Okay, got an emergency update for you on the censorship side of things. If your website or any website that you go to says anything about clots being caused by mRNA injections, that website, perhaps your website, is about to be domain level delisted by Google, Alphabet, all Google properties. And we know this because we received a notice from Google stating exactly this, that if you talk about clots and vaccines, your entire domain will be delisted from Google. Now, at first, you might say, well, okay, that's no big deal because we're already censored by Google. You know, if you're in alt media, and remember the Medic update, I think, in 2017, they basically took down everything in natural medicine. You know, they took Mercola down for the most part. They took Natural News down. They took down everybody, and they just replaced it with WebMD or, you know, pro-pharma propaganda. But since then, we've learned that Google is actually in business with pharma. You know, Google is financially involved in various pharmaceuticals. They have involvement, I believe, with Gilead. They have involvement in vaccine companies in one way or another. And of course, they take a lot of advertising money from the vaccine companies as well. So Google has transformed itself from what used to be a search engine that indexed the world's knowledge to now a big pharma front group that hides, or let's say blacklists, the world's knowledge. So Google is complicit in the mass death, well, the deaths and the maiming and the disabilities that are being caused across the board by these mRNA injections. Google is complicit. The people who work at Google, although 12,000, I think, just got fired, but whoever's still working at Google, they are working with a corporation that is involved in an actual real-life conspiracy to depopulate the planet through mass murder and vaccine genocide. I mean, this puts Adolf Hitler to shame. This is way worse than the Third Reich. This is Google making sure that people can't find truthful, honest, medically accurate information about the risks of mRNA injections, which are killing people. I mean, this is Google complicit in murder, pharmaceutical murder. And not only is it an antitrust violation, of course, but it's also murder, right? Or complicity in murder. It's Google burying the truth so that more people take the jabs and die. That's what this is. We don't rely on Google to bring us, you know, organic search traffic or anything like that, although perhaps there is some traffic from Google that I haven't even paid attention to, but that's not our primary source of traffic these days. Maybe it used to be, but not for years. So it's not like this is going to end the alternative media. If anything, I think it's going to cause more people to move away from Google and to seek alternative search engines. And you might think alternatives would be things like, well, Brave Search. And okay, yeah, Brave Search is probably one of the better centralized search engines. DuckDuckGo, I think, is still largely powered by Google, so DuckDuckGo is not really useful at all. But there are up-and-coming decentralized search engines that even alternative search engines. And frankly, we've been working on a concept, kind of booting it around for a couple of years in our own company, of launching our own search engine. In fact, we were working on this in late 2019, before COVID, and then the whole COVID fiasco sidetracked us from this project. But since then, we have developed a lot better search algorithms ourselves, which we have now applied to Brightown.com and are in the process of being applied to naturalnews.com and so on. In other words, we've gotten a lot better internally at search, and we are toying around with the concept of launching a very narrow search engine just for alternative media. You know, not even alternative everything, but just alternative media. It would be maybe 5,000 to 10,000 websites in the index, and that's about it. But it would be a one-stop shop for the truth about the world, the truth about everything. clots from the vaccines, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons, Clinton body count, you know, 9/11, COVID, you know, everything under the sun, the truth about everything. You know, also mixed in with lots of, obviously, opinions and editorial and so on. And, you know, we wouldn't curate every page on that, obviously. It would just be, you know, free speech. Here, take a look. This is the stuff that Google won't show you, basically. That's the kind of search engine that we may be launching. But if we do that, it's still quite a ways away, maybe not even this year. Nevertheless, I just think that a lot more people are going to move away from Google because Google is a disinformation search engine. That's all it has become. Google's no longer giving people information, but disinformation, kind of like Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a disinformation, deep state, CIA-run propaganda front. That's all it is. And that's all Google has ever been, actually, from day one. They just hid that fact for a long time. You know, try to get everybody hooked on Google, which they did. I mean, granted, a lot of people still use Google. That is, the uninformed masses, the oblivious people, they still use it. But the informed people are using other search engines, or better yet, the informed people are just going directly to the websites that they support. They just go to their browser and they just type in the address bar at the top, you know, naturalnews.com or infowars.com or censored.news. That's a site that we run. It's an aggregation site of all the real-time breaking headlines from maybe 40 to 50 top censored news sites across the web. Again, censored.news if you want to check that out. But that's just a relatively small thing. That's like a replacement for Drudge, basically. But it's not a search engine itself. You know, a search engine is a much, much bigger project requiring, frankly, you know, many millions of dollars. So stay tuned. I'll just say stay tuned for more announcements because Google's obsolete. They've made themselves obsolete. Google's the search engine for oblivious idiots who don't want to know what's happening in the world around them. That's Google. And frankly, more and more, that's YouTube too, which is why people are moving to, you know, Rumble and BitChute and Brighteon and all the other platforms, because Google hides the truth. Google is the resource for people who want to be misinformed. That's Google. And they're about to shut off a lot more websites. So stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams. Of course, naturalnews.com and also Brighteon.com. And we protect the truth. We protect free speech. And we call out the liars and the censors and the mass murderers like Alphabet that are trying to exterminate humanity. Thank you for listening. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.